Chapter 1. Down the Rabbit Hole. Alice was sitting by her sister on the bank of a river. Suddenly, a white rabbit ran by. It took a watch out of its pocket and said,
"Oh dear, I shall be late!"
Full of curiosity, Alice followed the rabbit into a large rabbit hole. The rabbit hole was very deep. Alice found herself falling down, down, down. Then suddenly, she landed on a heap of dry leaves, and the fall was over. Alice was not hurt, and she jumped up. The white rabbit was still in sight. Alice followed it down a passage. As it turned a corner, she heard it say,
"Oh, my ears and whiskers! How late it's getting!"
But when Alice turned the corner, the rabbit was gone. She found herself in a long, low hall. There were doors all around the hall, but they were all locked. Alice saw a tiny golden key on a small glass table. She tried to use it on the doors, but the key was too small to open the doors in the hall. However, as she walked around the hall again, she now saw a little door about 15 inches high. She tried the little golden key in the lock, and it fit. Alice opened the door and looked through. There was a lovely garden with bright flowers at the end of a passage. She wanted to go and play there, but she was much bigger than the door. Alice went back to the glass table. On it now was a little bottle with the words, "Drink me," printed on its label. Alice opened the bottle and tasted the drink inside it. It was very nice, so she drank it all. "What a curious feeling," said Alice. "I feel I am shrinking." And so she was. She was now the right size for going through the little door. But the door was shut again, and the key was back on the table. She was now too small to reach the key. Then she noticed a glass box under the table. It contained a small cake with the words, "Eat me," marked on it in currants.
"Well, if it makes me grow larger, I can reach the key," said Alice. "If it makes me grow smaller, I can creep under the door. Either way, I'll get into the garden."
And with that, she ate the cake.